I said, if he could call you chicken, I said, don't care, because you won't get no trouble.
Told them not to fight.
Not to fight. Let somebody fight. Jump on them and fight them. I said, but if anybody jump on you and fight you and you ain't bald, I said, fight them. Because if you don't fight them, I said, go on my whoop you when you come home.
My mother told me the same thing.
Huh?
My mother told me the same thing.
That's right. That's right. You ain't bothering nobody. Somebody come and jump on you. You got to step down that bit, fight them back.
Did you ever fight that?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about when you...
When I was going to school. I didn't bother nobody. Didn't bother nobody. I didn't bother no children. But when these got to cross my path and jump on me, I'd fight them. And that boy couldn't whoop me, and that girl couldn't whoop me. Because I knew how to knock, just like a boy. All the boys and everything said, don't bother Sue. So, because Sue sure could whoop you. So, because I done tried her. So, you better not the boys, because she could whoop her. Said, she know how to knock just like a boy. She know how to wrestle just like a boy. Said, you better not the boys. So, because she sure got to get the best thing. I told myself, don't bother no boy. But if anybody come across my path, I tell you, let me know, and you keep on, then jump on me. I said, yeah, I knew you going to get.
You ever fight with anybody white?
No, I didn't know. I said, how am I going to fight nobody white? And then no, go in no white, around no white folk.
Do you have any dealings with white people at all?
Well, after I got up old and grown.
And what?
All the white people after I was got up and had to deal with them, all of them treat me nice. I can't say like some folks, I don't like them. I like white people. Because why? The Lord didn't tell us to hate nobody, told us to love everybody. He didn't say what color. So, and that's the way I am. I love white, colored, and old. But if you treat me wrong, she got to tell you about it. She got to get you straight out, sure.
What about people who were treated wrong?
Huh?
What about people who were treated wrong? Did white people treat everybody right?
No, they didn't treat everybody right. But I reckon sometimes they would have came or someone. No white people didn't treat everybody right.
Who did they treat wrong? Why did they treat them wrong?
I don't know. How come they treat them wrong? Didn't let them say anything to him and then say nothing to him. That's why come they treat them wrong. You stand up for yourself, people not going to treat you wrong. Just come right out and tell them who you is and what you got to take and what you ain't got to take, so I'm going to treat you nice. And I want you to treat me the same way I treat you. Because if you don't, I'm going to tell you about yourself and then the next thing, so I and you going together. That's what my husband was. You teach white people right, and if they done anything to him, and he know it's all right, he'll go on them just as quick as he would go on me or you. And these still didn't fail him. Tell you don't bother him because he ain't got no sense.
Why didn't black people stand up to white people?
Huh?
There were some black people who wouldn't stand up to white people.
Yes, there was some of them wouldn't stand up to white people. Somebody done some of the white, just like they did the color.
And why did they?
I reckon they were scared of them, I reckon. Oh, no, I reckon they were. Must have been.
Were you scared of them?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't never seen. I tell you the truth, I ain't never seen no one I was scared of. If I treat you right, and if you didn't treat me right, that'd make me be scared of you.
Do people have reason to be scared?
I don't see no reason to have to be scared, do you? Mm-hmm. Huh? I don't see no reason nobody had to be scared of nobody.
When they say that black people were supposed to stay in their place. What did that mean?
If people are supposed to stay in their place, what is that? You what tend to your mean? Business and I tend to mine. Mm-hmm. That's what that meant. Mm-hmm. That's right.
When they were told to stay in their place, what did that mean?
Because that was one that didn't stand up for himself. Mm-hmm. I mean, he stood up for himself. Mm-hmm.
So I mean. When you stood up for yourself, you were stepping out of your place. Mm-hmm. And what happened to people that did that?
Well, sometime, you know, it. Sometime that I remember, I think, there has been the white people plotted against them, well, and hurt them.
What happened?
And nothing happened a whole lot of time because the black didn't know who did it, you know.
They didn't know who did it?
No.
So there's nothing they could do about it?
Nothing they could do about it.
What kinds of things used to happen?
Beat them up. Beat the black up.
Anybody ever hurt bad? Remember anybody ever being hurt real bad?
No, not as I know, sir.
And that's like Mr. White, Michelle. Had a white, had a son. I don't know what Kiefer had done. They run him all day of that interior. He got away and got out here to Spring Hill somehow, no. And he come and shot him, took a flashlight and hold that light on him. A flashlight and hold that light on him and shot that boy and killed him. And they find him till the next day. The people were working, hauling peepholes for the shake peas. They had to stack the peas and they were hauling the poles and they got to dig a hole and put them in the ground. And that's how they found him, laying right out there in the edge of the field, dead. And had been out there all night. And she didn't know where her son was. And the man who shot him wasn't no law.
People know who shot him?
They didn't know who shot him.
Who shot him?
I'm going to say Eddie Martin. I'm down in
Terry. Why did he shoot him?
He shot him helping the law look for him. Well, he didn't have no right to shoot him. I let the law shot him. Well, he didn't want to shot him.
But nobody knows what he did. Hmm? Nobody knows
the
what
people,
he did.
The people, I know, I did know what he done, but I done forgot what Kiefer had done. I think he had done something to tell them white folks up there in Terry's, I think. Because he, like his mom, he didn't take nothing off nobody. Because his mama didn't take nothing off nobody. And she got mad with them folks and she had. They had a store. And she wouldn't go in that store and buy nothing out there. And she told him. So I never had no more news for you the longest day out there.
What store was this?
Old piece of stuff down Terry's. Mm-hmm. Up there in Terry's. So the big store.
The biggest building that's up there,
isn't it? The regular biggest building you see up there, that was the store it was.
So she wouldn't deal with the store?
No, she wouldn't deal buy nothing out of there. The dry goods and neither the dry goods and neither the grocery store. Nothing.
And they didn't like that?
No, you know they didn't. And she's 104 years old now, down in Scarlet Lake Rest Home.
So and she didn't shop at that store. Where did she go?
She went to, some more store were right over across the street, and there she done her trade. Edward Parks and Lucia Parks, them was two brothers. Then if she wanted anything else, and she didn't have it, to get somebody to carry Scarlet Lake. Enfield or Roanoke Rapids or something. But them people where Mr. Edward Parkson and Lucia Parkson didn't have nothing but a food line. They didn't have no dry goods. She got ready to buy her clothes, she go somewhere else.
And where did you shop?
Me? I was up to Scarlet Nick and sometime in Red Oak Rapids. They go to a different place. They had food down in Scarlet Nick and Bridge.
I wanted to ask you about something that you said the other day at the center.
What was?
You were talking about when you were sharecropping. You'd get so much money for groceries.
You did. That's right. You get so much money for groceries.
And did you have to shop?
I shopped at that same place where I tell you about that store in Terry. That where I was shopping.
Did you have to shop there?
That's the only place.
That's the only place.
See, I was close. And didn't have nothing but a mule and a wagon. And that's where us went on the mule and done a shopping and come back home.
Did the white man you were working for tell you where you had to shop?
No, they didn't tell you.
Did he give you cash or did you get credit at the store against your
He get now long on and out when my husband found with him. He get him over cash money. So much every month. And then if you want anything else, you could take it up and pay them, you know, when you get your money. Like when we were clothes, you all be able to tell you now if you need anything like dry goods or anything, and you ain't got the money, you could come in here and get them. So after my husband died, he told me don't I stay and suffer for nothing. Anything I need, for to come up there, I could get it. You let me have it. And I told Miss Martin, I said, now you let me have it. How you know you got to get your money? So, well, Susan, I'm not on easy. So, because you ain't never done that paying me for nothing you got. And that's where I got long after he died.
Did you continue to sharecrop with him?
No, he had done stopped farming then.
Oh, he stopped farming.
And I was just working with people by the day when I want to. You see, when he died, us were getting the Social Security. I won't get mine, but I got his. And that's how I got along every since. I had put in for mine, but when mine come through, he died. Then they rid me, I couldn't get mine, I get his. And by getting his, I got more, because I put in for mine at 62. And then I got more. So they told me, said, you ain't gonna get nothing in so many months. Well, long then, they'll get a man, and he die. $200 them.
I don't know, but they give
them a lump sum. Mm-hmm. They have to put a hip, you know, if you need the help on the barrel. And he died in the first day of January. Been the first, the third day of February, I got that check. Then the next month, Dennis, I got his check where I come. So that didn't make me suffer after he died. I didn't have to look out for the children to, you know, look out for me. But still, these something and money, still these something and money, you know, to help me out.
Did you and your husband ever own your own land?
Uh-uh. I said, never own no own land. Never. Of my wife's sharecrop.
So you sharecrop right up to the time you stopped farming?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you remember what year that was?
Do you remember when Raymond got hurt?
It must have been in the...
How old is Aubrey?
Who?
Aubrey. Lemon Dollar.
Irish?
Yeah.
Well, she's 32. And she was born in the 1960s.
So well, that's when I stopped farming.
You sharecropped right up to 1960.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know anybody who was still sharecropping after 1960?
A whole lot of people go, someone working with sharecropping now. I don't know, plenty of folks working like that now.
Oh, do people still sharecropping now?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, I guess so, I don't know. Maybe now they're working by the day, I guess they make more.
Cause now they ain't doing, they ain't so much land laid out, and I seen the time you be getting old straw field and everything planted. Lord, how much I just look at the land, how laying out now.
Did you like the farm?
That was my glory, farming.
That was your hobby.
That's my hobby, farming.
Did you keep a garden in addition to farming? Did you keep your own garden?
Yes, ma'am.
What was in your garden?
Collards, cabbage, salad. No. String bean, butter bean, tomatoes, garden peas. All of that stuff, I had a plenty of that. And then sweet potatoes, white potatoes, peas, beans, I had all of that. When my husband, my farmer, I didn't have to buy nothing like that, nothing. Because he had his stuff, he had all of them. When the spring comes, he'll set it out, and May comes, and he didn't have any cattle.
What did you have to buy?
I didn't have to buy nothing much, but sugar, flour, and coffee, and stuff like that. Now his meal, he bought some flour because he didn't raise no flour, but when he had to buy his flour. But lard, the meat kind and thing, he didn't have to buy that because he raised it.
What about meat?
He raised meat.
What kind of meat did he raise?
The hog.
At hogs?
Mm-hmm.
You said you had chickens.
They had chicken. Had chicken and hog. He killed one hog for Christmas to mess up, he said. Then he'll kill one for the save until he got ready to kill hog. Well, before he had up that ass hog, he killed January and February. And he had a smokehouse. How long that smokehouse was there? But bigger from there, back out there where that, on the other side of that television, but wide from here on back there. And he had that smokehouse hang up with meat, you couldn't walk in there.
Sausage.
All this stuff. Just like they killed the hog. I came up. The hog chiller. The hog feet and all of that.
Would you describe that? What's a hog killing?
Huh?
What's a hog killing?
Hog chiller.
Yeah, well, hog.
Hog chiller.
Hog chiller.
I was calling them hog guts, but the hog chiller. The chiller. The thing where come out inside the hog.
I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Was there, I'm asking about something that somebody told me about. They called it a hog killing?
You know what they call a hog killer?
When the hogs were slaughtered
at
the end of the year and there'd be a big celebration. Do you remember that? No.
No, I don't remember that.
I didn't know.
I remember that.
You know, they used to, like, groups of people used to get together.
I know about that.
Kill hogs.
That's what you're talking about. Yeah, I remember all of that. Because my husband used to do it. He helped somebody else, and he helped him.
So it'd be groups of people that
So it wouldn't be hard on war. The ladies and the men would help.
And what would the men do?
The men kill them and clean them and gut them. Then the women took care of the chilling and things, clean them chilling. And then the next day, the tribe, the lard, cleaned the hog feet and things like that. Made the sausage. Because then they made the sausage, they had a sausage around the sausage at home. But the later years, they started taking the can it, let somebody else grind it with the select sausage ground.
Were there other things that people would get together for like that? Like corn, to shuck corn. A lot of people get together to shuck corn. They do that in some places.
Yeah, but I don't think they did it too much around
here. You know, you didn't do it so much around here. You do all of your shucking your own corn. See, that's what my husband done. He hired his corn in November.
The ladies around here used to give quiltings.
And mm-hmm.
Oh, you had quilting.
They quilted together. They have quilts. And three or four women's come on help you quilt that, and they got ready, you went over there and helped them like that. People didn't know nothing about no buying no blankets and comfort and things like that. Making them, buying no sheet. They had white cloth. And they take that white cloth and make sheets. When you first get it, first wash it, it look yellow. You wash until they get just the white as bleaching. That's one thing the people didn't have to stay in the store for getting all that stuff. Then the people sold a whole lot and made the children clothes and things, body clothes. Mm-hmm. But you see now you don't see no clothes much. You see any clothes, you got to pay God knows how much for it. You got to buy everything now already made.
So you farmed and you cooked?
Mm-hmm.
And you raised children?
That's right.
And you sold?
I ain't so done. What I sold with my hand. I didn't sew it no. I had no cheap. I just sold with my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you got meat ready, and you tended your garden.
That's right.
And what else did you do? Did I miss anything? And you went to church.
Yes, sir, I went to church.
And you were a mother in the church.
Yeah. I was in the church first. And they took me from Asia and put my mother in the mother
room. Through the neighborhood, helping people, you know, when they were sick. Mm-hmm.
And
help the sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So people were sending for me to get sick and I had something like they had a hurting somewhere. They got sent for me to come to rub them. And I go and rub them.
You go and rub them?
Mm-hmm. I go and get camel grease and everything and rub them. And then the next day they'll send for me again and tell me how I hope them. And then they carried it around. Yeah, if you, since a thing happened to you, you call Sue or go and send her at her, that woman knows something. And the old people, I don't know how come those people, well, I always liked it. I loved it, old people. I loved to be, rubbed the bend with old people and the bend with the people about my age. And all the old people would just fall to me. I get mad, but I'm saying, how come they falling to me? Every time I see them, someone comes sending at me. I ain't the age. So my mother would tell me, say, well, your time, Rodham, go and see what the woke. I go there and see what the woke. Tell me, I heard this place and I heard the other. Rub me shoe. I go on the rubber. Ma said, what they want with you? I said, say they were hurting and want me to rub. I said, I'm going to catch all these folks that's paying rubber. Ma said, no, you just pray to the Lord, you won't catch us. And so they tell Ma, my mother said, your child got one good hand for rubber. Ma said, she here. Yes, I don't care. When she come and rub me, I get better and get up and go doing like I ought to do. I told Mom, they just saying that. Yes, sir, you sent for me just a bit. And old lady I stayed around, cause till. She get ready to go to church on Saturday. She come down to my house Friday evening. Sue, I said, ma'am. I said, what you come down here for, Miss Almeida? I'll come at you to go with me and walk with me tomorrow and give it tomorrow. I said, Miss Almeida, just will tell you I ain't going with you. She said, yes, you is going with me. So she leave there and say, Sue, I'll be back down here to your house such and such a time tomorrow morning, and you be ready when I get you. I said, I'll meet her, then I tell you I won't go. She said, you going. I ain't not thinking about what you said. Say, you going. So I get up that morning, do what I had to do. She get there, I'll be dressed to go with. She tells you, get there. Then I told you you were going. I said, Miss Al, meet her. If you were old, I wouldn't go with you. You were going, and I ain't nobody asked you to do that for me, but you didn't do it. And so that way she kept her. She kept me like that until she got so she stopped, couldn't go to church. And I told Miss Al, me, I'm tired of you.
You tell her that.
Yeah, I told her, Miss Al, I'm tired of you.
You say they already speaking to her. She speak to people.
Mm-hmm. I didn't care what I said. They didn't pay me a bit more mind than nothing in the world because he said he knew that I was going. I told him I wasn't going. He said he knew that I was going. And she come back to my house, me and her striking. I went through the wood and going to get to the highway, going on the mountain. Y'all go, you going to church tomorrow? I said, yeah, I know I'm going because Redmond gone. So my husband belonged to that church and I paid his salary that had said when I went. And so I said, Redmond say he going tomorrow, he ain't going today. I want to go today and you going with me. I want to go tomorrow and you going with me. Redmond said, I mean, I ain't none of your daughter. She said, that's all right, you going. So I get out and going on with her. And he got sick, he got ready to die. Told me anything in her house that I want, I get it. Because you've been good to me. You talk back to me, but you've been good to me. I ain't pay you no mind. Well, all right, now I'm through talking.
Who were the people that you respected?
Who the people I respect?
Yeah.
I respect all the people. You take me right now. I respect young people. If the young people tell me something I was doing and told them right, they said it told them right. And I look into that, I say, well, I listen to you. And I respect young people and old people. The day.
But were there any people that you looked up to more than others? Were there people who you thought were more important or who were special or influential? People who were heroes?
Who I thought was special? Mm-hmm. Now, I want to tell you where I thought was special. My mama and my father. I thought my grandma and granddad, them the special people I know.
So it's family?
That's right, that's the family. I love all my people, but them are special. They're my special crowd.
And why were they special?
Because they raised me and took care of me and learned me what I learned today. And that's the reason they were special. Because if it wasn't for them, I'd have never got where I am today. Never would have got there. And if that old man, I tell you, I hate, if he had to whoop me, I don't know where I'd have been, nowhere. He had to whoop me like he whooped me and my mother. Cause I didn't bother my mother, but I just messed him and loved to mess with you. And if any bother grown folks or what, if I knew they didn't treat me right, I just tell them what I saw them and kept on about my business. And they would get at me about it. I said, well, I won't bother them. And D bothered me. I just told them what I saw. Told them to stay in D place, and I was going to stay in mine. And just kept it on walking. And D tell me sometimes, he said, you ought not to say that to him. I said, well, they ought not to say it to me. What this? You didn't have nothing to do with me. I won't bother them. I went to the road. I won't bother them. Now, yes, that was what I said.
No, I have.
Wait. Wait.
One more question. What kind of advice would you give young people today?
The day. Advice I would give, you love and treat people right and love old people just like they did the mother. Because the old people were the mother and father, just like I'm her mother. And then, stay out of trouble. And these folks who are messing with dope, don't bother them. If you find them using dope, get away from them. And don't go around them. So that's what got the world today like it is. Running to each other. When I teach the children, now, I might teach them something good. I ain't going to teach them nothing bad.
Do you have different advice for women, for young women?
I teach them, too. I teach them young women, and then I teach the old. I tell the old ones, I see them do everything. I said, now, you know good and well. You didn't have no business doing that. And some of these women, you know, ready here, old women wearing short dress like the young. I said, do you know what you need, somebody need to do with you? He said, no. I said, take you right down in the wood or in your house and give you a good whooping because you know you ain't. What can you say to the children? Not everybody wearing the same thing. I said, no, I ain't wearing it. Do like I do. To look at me. You think you somebody, ma? What you think you is? I said, I don't think I know more than I is. I'm telling you right. And don't you stand up here in my face and I know anything. I said, I'll hit you. You's a bad woman. I said, no, I ain't a bad woman. I'm just a straight woman. That's what I do. And then the young women who run around here, and I seen them doing anything because they ain't got no business. I go right to them. I ain't going to nobody. I'm going to them. I said, I see you do something the other day. I said, you don't do that. Don't let me see you do it no more. I said, because it ain't right. Someone may be married, you know, and getting around cold. I said, you got a hub? You done told a lie? And you married, what did you say? Now where you get that from? I said, I see this here. What I see, I said, I know about it. And I said, I don't want to see it, and I don't want to hear nobody say it. Nothing about it, I'm coming to you again. I said, I wouldn't tell the hug. I said, I ain't gonna tell you hug. I said, but I'm gonna stay on your back. Till you go straight in front of me. But you can do anything behind my back and I don't see it. I said, I ain't gonna have to do it. As long as I see you, I'm gonna say something to you about it because I know it ain't right. Because when these marry, what do you say? You got to be a husband, a wife to them, and he got to be a husband to her, sinking everybody for them one person. But the deal told a whole lot of them, I told a whole lot of them things. Whole lot of them. So when I tell them, I'm at you, I said, now what have you seen? In that line, what I done wrong. You see, well, I can't tell nothing wrong. I ain't never seen you do nothing wrong like that in my life. You, ever since I know you was Sue. Nobody but Sue. You meet anybody, you meet them with a smile. I ain't never looked like you were mad. I said, well, Larry, how come you can't do like that? Guess that's the only way you can get along through the world.
Do you have a favorite quote from the Bible? Do you have a favorite verse from the Bible?
Favorite verse from the Bible? See, I don't know what it is.
Do you have a favorite song?
Yeah, this little light of mine, that's my song.
That's your song?
Yes, sir. That song is mine. Lord, I can't think of the... What did that else stripped in the whole time talking about?
Oh, you get my heart like me.
Don't want to take a second.
Well, that's all right. But I got your favorite song on tape. So.